A member of the class of 2008 at Santa Margarita Catholic High School in the Orange County town of Rancho Santa Margarita, Warriors guard Clay Thompson starred on an Eagles team that won a state championship his senior year. Craig DeBusk was one of Clay's coaches on that varsity squad.
He really tried to immerse himself in different aspects. He was starting quarterback for the freshman football team. He played basketball. He enjoyed baseball. He enjoyed hanging out with his friends. He enjoyed playing video games at Howie's. He was just a normal kid, a normal student around campus.
When you look at his outlook on life and the way he is, and you see the fierce competitor that he is on the court, and you had to have seen it then, what was that competitiveness then for, like you said, a freshman that you got that you had an opportunity to really help mold into being the kind of player he's become, an all-star and a champion?
You know, as a freshman, he had a lot of learning curves. I mean, there was a lot of growth spurts that he had to hit. And as a freshman coming in, you know, we were a good team. We were a CIF championship team with a McDonald's All-American in James Keefe. And he had to sit. He had to sit behind some guys that were already established and polished. And I think that drove him a lot. And you wouldn't notice, though. You wouldn't notice, you know, how much internally it probably hurt him to sit down and not play, because he just didn't show his emotions all that much. But inside, he was a driven person, and not only, you know, just what he does in basketball, but where he's finding the success now. He draws off, you know, not being able to do something, or not being good enough, or if somebody shuts him down, he's going to come back right at that person.
Well, we saw the 37-point quarter against the Sacramento Kings. I mean, let's go back to Sacramento, the arena in Sacramento, Arco Arena, as we like to call it, and you think to the 7 threes he hit in a game that was the biggest game of the year for you guys. We've seen this killer instinct. That's really cool you saw it that early as well.
You know, as a coach, we knew that. People that were in the stands, or somebody that didn't have a pulse on coming in day and day in practice, but there would be days in practice that you looked at him and said, "You really missed? You missed that shot?" I mean, there were times that you just said, "Wow." You were kind of in awe that, you know, he'd put a practice together. Well, he might have missed two in practice all day. And just the way he can shoot it. So that state championship game, although it was something that you didn't anticipate, saying he's going to come out there and shoot 7 threes and play like that, you knew he could. But if we were going to win that, he's the one that was going to have to take us there.
Help me kind of through what I've always seen as, he's almost like a PGA Tour pro in the repetition of motion. It's perfect, and he does it in a way that it's something he's replicating over and over at such a success rate that it had to be born early. Were you seeing as well that certain level of detail to the way he would work out and the way he would practice?
Yeah, he already had the shooting technique before he came here. I mean, so what he was doing, and, you know, he was been around the game since he was, you know, right out of the womb. So, he's been around that. And he's gotten, you know, some great coaching along the way before we even got to him. I think the biggest thing for us and for him was he was able to get stronger. We were able to push him to get stronger here and just buy into the team concept, not only offensively but defensively. I think one of the things he's very underrated for, not only in high school, college, but even in the NBA, he's a fierce defender. And he may not look like he's the quickest guy on the floor, but those long arms and strides and stuff like that, he is a hard player to get around, and he can stop. He can play with any of them.
The family affair aspect of this too is tremendous. To think you've got a guy in the major leagues now that was on the same high school basketball team as his brother and Trace and Michael playing professional basketball. This obviously is rare, but when you think of those guys all together at this school at the same time, it's almost unprecedented, I would think, for a high school.
Yeah, you know, I think at the time they were just kids. You know, you didn't think anything of it. I mean, they were just good guys that we wanted to have a good experience with and win championships and try to, you know, be the best as we can. And you just didn't think all of that stuff, you know, came through. But that, you know, even on top of that, you know, the 2008 team, I mean, you've got Clay, you've got, you know, Trace, that's with the, you know, Dodgers now. You have our backup center, who is Gavin Escobar, who's the tight end for Dallas Cowboys, and AJ Cruz, who you know made a little splash in the NFL as a punt returner for the Chicago Bears. So you look at that and you just see, you know, talent after talent, and you're kind of in awe that it was so special to be able to coach those kids.
Santa Margarita principal Ray Dunn witnessed firsthand the star qualities of a player and person who would become an NBA All-Star.
Anytime he came on the court, he was a fan favorite, and the kids absolutely loved him. You could hear the Clay, 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 you know, that was being yelled. And he was very popular among the student body, and he was, you know, he was a genuine person, so I think the kids related to him really well. He wasn't like this, yeah, he was a great basketball player, but he was also a great friend, a great individual to the students on the campus, and so they really related to him.
We see that today, such a great teammate, yeah. Very laid-back guy, very cool guy, very smart, loves to play chess, for instance. As a student, and being a very well-rounded person, what did you see in high school, Clay?
If I was to bring in all of his teachers in here from his 4 years, not just his senior year, but 4 years, I think that they would tell you that he was a individual who knew how to work hard, who knew what it was to obviously do something in the basketball court. But when he brought it into the classroom, he brought it all. There's not a time that I can remember ever a teacher saying, you know, oh, Clay didn't try very hard. He gave everything he had. So again, leaving down the court, leaving it in the classroom, that was Clay Thompson. And it was clear. Nobody could say that it wasn't.
In what way does the school take pride in its star athletes? I mean, you have Carson Palmer, who played high school football here, went on to USC, won the Heisman Trophy, has had a successful career in the NFL. Clay being an All-Star, an NBA champion. You know, two brothers that play professionally, Michael and Trace. How much pride does the school take? You can see a real appreciation for athletics here, and there's a lot of different programs here that the school offers in a variety of sports. But when you look at like these athletes and what they represent, how does it put a spotlight on the potential that a student now could have when they see a Clay Thompson?
Sure. Well, I think that we take great pride in all of our kids, and we turn out a lot of great graduates. And when you have a individual like Clay who comes along, who is in his chosen sport and does so well, whether in the collegiate level or the professional level, I think that it is it's an inspiration to kids. It's the inspiration to the kid who may not be the best basketball player, but they can see Clay Thompson worked his tail off and got to where he was. And yeah, he had a lot of natural talent, but he was a team player. And I think that's so important for kids to see today, because there's so much out there of individualism. And when you have an alum of the school who represents the school and his family and himself so well, it can't help but you have great pride in that.